are listening to the Way of Truth broadcast, originating in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. This is Alvin A. Craig inviting you to stay tuned, for we're trusting the Lord will make our broadcast a real blessing to you today. Father, we are truly thankful for the freedom that we have in Jesus Christ. And we are thankful for the privilege of presenting His gospel to this precious congregation today. We're trusting that wherever there be a listener, the Holy Spirit will take our efforts and make it a blessing to souls. Now, we know that you love everyone, you see everyone, and you care for everyone. So we ask you to bless our precious congregation, those that may be afflicted in body, those that may be burdened down with other cares. We pray that you shall work in their behalf and minister to their needs and get honor and glory to yourself in doing so. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Ever since Jesus saved and pardoned, I have been singing every day.
I've never been sorry.
Praise the Lord.
That I trusted His
blessed
name.
Holy name. Through the dark shadows, He is with me, leading me on the upward way.
I've never been sorry.
Praise the Lord.
That I trusted His
blessed
name.
Holy name.
I've never been sorry.
Praise the Lord.
That I trusted His
blessed
name.
Holy name.
Moment I find Him,
all the way,
exactly the same.
He's exactly the same.
My song has been singing
every day. Story, praising Him for His wondrous love.
I've never been sorry.
Praise the Lord.
That I trust in His
blessed holy name. Surely I know a home is waiting, beautiful home in heaven above.
I've never been sorry.
Praise the Lord.
That I trust in His
blessed holy name.
I've never been sorry.
Praise the Lord.
That I trust in His
blessed
name.
Holy name.
Every moment I find Him,
all the way,
exactly the same.
He's exactly the same.
My soul has been singing
every day
since Your
came.
I've never been sorry.
Praise the Lord.
That I trust in His
blessed holy name. Brightly the star of hope is shining, making my pathway brighter grow.
I've never been sorry.
Praise the Lord.
That I trust in His
blessed holy name. Never a thought of sad repining. Jesus is with me, this I know.
I've never been sorry.
Praise the Lord.
That I trust in His
blessed holy name.
I've never been sorry.
Praise the Lord.
That I trust in His
blessed holy name.
Every moment I find Him.
Our subject for today's broadcast, What Are the Rewards for Living Holy Lives? And our text of Scripture, Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 14, where we are told, Follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. Holiness is a Bible doctrine. And it is not only a Bible doctrine, but it is a life that can be lived. Christians are saved from sin. We no longer continue living a life of sin. We read in 1 John chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. 1 John chapter 3, 5 and 6. And it reads like this, And ye know that He was manifest to take away our sins, and in him is no sin. Whosoever abideth in him sinneth not. Notice that. Whosoever abideth in him sinneth not. Whosoever sinneth hath not seen him, neither known him. Little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. He that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifest, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin, for his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin because he is born of God. So holiness is a life that a Christian lives, and a Christian is one who has been saved from sin. That includes worldly dress, worldly amusements, and other sins as well. For John said here in 1 John 2:15, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. For if any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Now I would again return to our subject, what are the rewards for living a holy life, or a living holy lives? And we've just mentioned about holiness, for without it no man shall see the Lord. But that's not the only reward. Peace with God. We read in Romans 5:1, where we can have peace with God. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. And if we have peace with God, then we should be at peace with ourselves. And we should be able to live in peace with others. As far as life is in you, live peaceably with all men. And another reward that we have in living the Christian life is a clear conscience. And herein do I exercise myself to have always a conscience void of offense toward God and toward men. That's a testimony, or part of a testimony, by the Apostle Paul, as recorded in Acts 24:16, when he was being questioned there in Caesarea. I say the word, the truth in Christ, I lie not, my conscience also bearing me witness in the Holy Ghost. That's Paul in Romans 9:1. So one of the rewards of living the Christian life is a clear conscience. And we have God's love. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him. That's St. John 14:21. The words of the Lord Jesus Christ. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him. What a great reward that is, to have God's love. Now, we are also kept free from hatred. Let me read Paul's writings to the man Titus 3:3-5. For we ourselves also were sometimes foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving divers lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful and hating one another. But after that the kindness and love of God our Savior toward man appeared, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us, and by the washing of regeneration, renewing of the Holy Ghost. And so we are free from hatred. We are free from malice. We are free from envy. We are free from strife. And this word regeneration here in Titus 3 and 5 should be understood as being synonymous with being born again. If you have been born again, you have been regenerated. And if you have been regenerated, you have been born again. And so we are kept free from the sinful, evil, and ungodly things of this world because we have been regenerated, not by works of ours, no, but by and through the righteousness of God, because He loved us and gave Himself, or the Lord gave Himself to redeem us. And we have this privilege and this blessing of being a child of God and free from all these ungodly things. Another blessing that we have in living the Christian life is fellowship with God. And I want to read from 1 John chapter 1, beginning with verse 1, in regard to our having fellowship with God. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled, of the word of life, for the life was manifested, and we have seen it, and bear witness, and show unto you that eternal life, which was with the Father, and was manifested unto us. That which we have seen and heard, declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us, and truly our fellowship is with the Father, and with His Son, Jesus Christ. And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. This then is the message which we have heard of Him, and declare unto you, that God is light, and in Him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with Him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light, as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. And so we have the privilege of having fellowship with God, having fellowship with His Son, Jesus Christ, and having fellowship with our fellow Christians. What a wonderful blessing that is. And if you have the privilege of meeting with other saints of God in divine worship, you also know the fellowship that you have in the worship services. And what a blessing that is if you have a place to go where the truth of God's Word is actually presented. Now, we have a clear conscience, I say, and we have fellowship with God, and we have peace with God, and we are kept from hatred and malice, and we also have the privilege of prayer. Yes, we have the privilege of praying to Almighty God. And Jesus said, "Hitherto have you asked nothing in my name, but now I say unto you, whatever you ask of the Father in my name, I will do it, that the Father may be glorified in the Son." So whenever we go to God in prayer, we need to go in the name of Jesus Christ. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 16. James, reread in James 5 and 16. "Confess your faults one to another, and pray one for another, that ye may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much." And we are told in the Scriptures, "If you abide in me, and my word abides in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Whatsoever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive it, and you shall have it. James says earlier here in the 5th chapter of James, if there's any sick among you, let them call for the elders of the church. Let them pray over them, anointing them with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord shall raise them up. So we have the privilege of praying to Almighty God. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there, casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. Now another blessing that we have, and I don't know just how many in our congregation are aware of this, but we have a guardian angel. Yes, we have a guardian angel. Notice this passage of Scripture out of the book of Hebrews. But to which of the angels said he at any time, sit on my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool? Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation? Hebrews 1:13-14. So if you have an experience of salvation, you have all these blessings that I have already mentioned, but you also have a guardian angel to watch over you. They are ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation. Another for a wonderful blessing that we have, and the hope of eternal reward, and the world passeth away, and the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. So we read in 1 John chapter 2 and verse 17. Yes, the starry heavens will pass away, this literal earth shall pass away, but there is a home eternal in the heavens that will never pass away. And we have, through Jesus Christ and through His redeeming love, we have this experience that will enable us to have eternal life. Jesus told of two ways. One was broad and it led to destruction, but the other was narrow and it led to eternal life, to everlasting life. That's why God gave His only begotten Son. God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but should have everlasting life. So if you have Christ, and He abides in your heart, and you die in the faith, you will have eternal life with God the Father, with God the Son, with God the Holy Spirit, with all the angels, and all the saints of all ages. What a wonderful, blessed thought that is, a hope. Yes, we have a hope that goes beyond this time world, eternal life with God. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to His abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. And those are the words of 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 3, 4, and 5. What a comforting thought those verses bring to our hearts. And when the chief shepherd shall appear, ye shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away. 1 Peter 5 and 4. And we read in Revelation chapter 3, verse 21, to him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in His throne. Yes, notice that there is some overcoming to do. There is an adversary, there is a wicked one who comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Jesus said, I am come that you may have life, and that you may have it more abundantly. So to him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in His throne. Heavenly Father, we thank You for the privilege of sharing these verses of Scripture and thoughts with this precious congregation today. And we do thank You for the reward that we have, not only living for Thee in this time world, but the reward that we shall receive when time is no more. We thank You for such marvelous love, and we thank You for the gift of Your dear Son who made all of this possible. So bless our precious congregation today, and if there be those who know Thee not, may the Holy Spirit convict and draw souls, for we do desire to seek souls and win them to Thee. For we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. We do thank the Lord for the privilege of sharing the Way of Truth broadcast with you from week to week, and we do trust that it is a blessing to you. If so, we encourage you to let us know. And our mailing address is The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Our email address, truth@fred.net. truth@fred.net. And our fax number is 301-739-7173. Our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. www.wayoftruth.org. And you may join us in our services. Our Sunday morning service broadcast over the internet begins at 20 minutes before 11, and our evening service at 6. And you may also read our monthly Way of Truth magazine there on our webpage, or listen to a previous broadcast if you have missed any. www.wayoftruth.org. I would also like to offer you the booklet, Why the Millennial Doctrine is Not Biblical. We'll send this booklet to you free and postage paid if you'll just write and ask for it. And our postal address again, The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Or you may ask for it by emailing us, truth@fred.net, truth@fred.net. Why the Millennial Doctrine is Not Biblical. Yours free and postage paid simply by letting us know that you'd like to have it, giving us your name and address so that we can send it to you by return mail. And now, this is Alvin A. Craig. We thank you for being a part of our congregation today, and we'd like to invite you to tune in this station next week when, again, the Lord willing, we'll be coming your way with another Way of Truth broadcast. Until then, may the blessings of heaven rest and abide upon each and every one of you, is our sincere prayer.
I have made my choice.